What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A loaded Monday night edition of Overtime as we take you up to 10 o'clock. NBA free agency officially in full swing. If you heard my final update, the Memphis Grizzlies getting it rolling, signing Jaren Jackson to a max contract extension, and then we have more news out west as well. This is via Shams Charania of ESPN. Dorian Finney-Smith and the Houston Rockets agreeing to terms on a four-year, $53 million deal. Houston pushing all of their chips to the middle right now, as they do their best to try and surround Kevin Durant with the most talent possible as they look to unseat the Oklahoma City Thunder as the top team in the Western Conference. I'll give you my thoughts on NBA free agency as we roll throughout the show here this evening. Longtime NBA insider Brandon Scoop B. Robinson going to join us in the final hour of the program to give his thoughts on NBA free agency, including what went down yesterday. I've been talking about it all day long during the updates here on The Fan. LeBron James opting into his $52.6 million player option with the Los Angeles Lakers, and there is a thought that it's just a nothing burger. I don't buy that. I think LeBron James opting into that player option is the beginning of the end of his time with the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll go through it in more detail as we roll throughout the show. Other NBA news: a massive NBA gambling probe going on involving Malik Beasley of the Detroit Pistons. We talked about this yesterday here on The Fan. What I said yesterday, I'll say it here again. Once the United States District Attorney's Office is investigating you, you're probably not in a very good place. Malik Beasley at the time was in the middle of a contract negotiation with the Detroit Pistons to keep him there in Detroit, coming off a career year last year, 16 points per game. Those extension talks put on hold, though, as we figure out what is next for Malik Beasley. The one thing that we'll talk about as we roll throughout the show and we get into that topic in more detail, every major professional sports league, NHL, Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, even down to the collegiate level, UFC, boxing, WWE, all have major dealings with these professional sports books out there, your FanDuels, your DraftKings, right? Your underdogs. They're all in bed with these sports books. And I wonder this. And I know sports gambling has been going on for a very, very long time. I get that. Are we at a point in time right now where we're running the risk of sports betting kind of ruining the integrity of professional sports? Because I'm telling you, Malik Beasley probably is the most prominent name that's had to deal with something like this. I know the Shohei Ohtani stuff last summer obviously rocked the sports landscape, but then it was found out that his interpreter was stealing from him. I know the Jontay Porter lifetime ban in the NBA happened last year. This is different. No one knows who the hell Jontay Porter was. But when a player of Malik Beasley's ilk is caught in the middle of something like this, you wonder, and the first, I guess I wonder, and tell, let me know if you agree, I wonder immediately, who else is participating in these things? Who else is going to get caught up? Because you got to imagine, if Malik Beasley's doing it, knowing all the money he makes, there's some other idiot out there in the association that's making a big-time bag that's also willing to risk their future in the league. And quite frankly, that is what's happening with Malik Beasley. If he is found guilty, and I want to move with the premise of innocent until proven guilty in the court of law, because that's just the fair thing to do, and I don't want to get sued. But like I said, once the district attorney's office is investigating you, you're already cooked. They're not going to put all of their resources towards an investigation that they're not sure on. Point blank. So if he is found guilty, I expect Commissioner Adam Silver to come down with an iron fist and levy out another lifetime ban, similarly to what we saw with Jontay Porter. But because this is Malik Beasley, because this is a more prominent player, I don't know how much more severe of a consequence you can get than a lifetime ban, but I expect Adam Silver to try his damnedest to make an example out of Malik Beasley and anyone else who was involved with this. We'll talk about it more in great detail as we roll throughout the show. The big-time NFL news that we got today, Steelers and Dolphins agreeing to terms on a deal that will send Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith to Pittsburgh in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick, and I will be totally transparent with this. When I saw it come across my ticker earlier, I did not read the full terms of the deal. If you see the way that it was tweeted out first by, I believe, Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, it was tweeted out that, yeah, Steelers have traded for Jalen Ramsey. I didn't see the other part of the trade. For Pittsburgh, getting Jalen Ramsey while also losing Minkah Fitzpatrick, I look at it as a net loss. Minkah Fitzpatrick, for my money, is still a top three safety in the National Football League. And I know Steelers fans that watched this thing closely last year will tell you otherwise, but there is not many ball hawks in the NFL better than Minkah Fitzpatrick. There's not many more complete cerebral safeties in the NFL than Minkah Fitzpatrick. Totally believe that. But if you're Pittsburgh here, trading for Jalen Ramsey, adding Jonnu Smith, knowing what Jonnu Smith, you know, got the opportunity to do with Arthur Smith to Tennessee, I think it's a big win for the offense. I think it's kind of chalk for the defense. But if you're looking at the cornerback spot right now for the Steelers, it's Jalen Ramsey, it's Joey Porter Jr., and then it's Darius Slay. So your top three corners are pretty legit. Now, I know the jury is still out on Darius Slay and how much gas he has left in the tank based off of a subpar year last year in Philadelphia, but I think this Pittsburgh Steelers team, these moves in combination with acquiring Aaron Rodgers, I've said it multiple different times here on The Fan. There are really only three teams. There are really only three teams in the AFC that I would take over the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Buffalo, it's Baltimore, and it's Kansas City. That's it. The list is extremely short. Now, I know anything could happen in the NFL, right? I think if you ask a Steelers fan out there what's going on and what would stop them from reaching the mountaintop next year, they have a young offensive line that is transitioning Broderick Jones to the left tackle spot. And if that group can hold up and keep Aaron Rodgers upright, and if they can have some semblance of balance offensively, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are on the short list of front runners in the AFC. I totally believe that. 1-800-636-1067. There's a couple callers on the line that want to get into Malik Beasley. We're going to talk about Malik Beasley hot and heavy coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also in that 8 o'clock hour, longtime NFL insider for YahooSports.com, Jory Epstein, going to join the program. We get her thoughts on the dead period right now in the NFL, and we'll also get her thoughts on what's the latest with Terry McLaurin and his potential contract extension with the Washington Commanders. We'll let you hear from Adam Schefter of ESPN coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We got some pretty interesting insight on where things currently stand with Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. Yesterday, if you got the chance to hear me right here on The Fan, we took calls for about 2 hours on where things stand with Washington and Terry McLaurin. Over the weekend, Albert Breer of the MMQB, in his MMQB fan mailbag, came out and said, look, yeah, things are still not in a good place between the Washington Commanders and Terry McLaurin when it comes to their contract negotiations. We'll see if Adam Schefter is singing a different tune. 1-800-636-1067. Before we get into the lead tonight, and that is LeBron James, in my opinion, opting into this Lakers deal, let's get out to Greg in Silver Spring, wants to chime in on Malik Beasley real quick. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate you as always.
Yeah, great show. Yeah, I mean, this is bad. If it's, you know, like you said, you broke it down. This is not good. The league, all these leagues are going to probably rue the day they got in bed with these sports books and push this stuff. I don't think it should be, you know, criminalized again. I mean, the cat's out of the bag, but this Malik Beasley thing, I mean, if you watch the clips that are circulating on Twitter, he's clearly not even trying, you know, on certain plays. And in fact, I watched the Pistons because I'm a, you know, nominal Pistons fan. Got, you know, people from Michigan, but he actually drops the last play of their season. He, you know, the ball clangs off of his hands and it looks like a pretty straightforward, you know, play.
Yeah, I remember
where
that.
Catch the ball and shoot that three. And it's
in the playoffs against New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just kind of nutty. Like it's just sad. It's sad for the leagues. Like just like you said, you know. And we just need to, like, these leagues need to clamp down. They need to. The integrity is everything. And you already have a lot of people that are saying, you know, the NBA is the WWE and it's scripted, and you know everyone's, you know, up in arms about the draft lottery and stuff like that. So they really need to, you know, police this, you know, quickly and you know harshly. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will, Greg. I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. We will talk in great detail about the Malik Beasley scandal coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, got to get to the lead for me from this weekend. LeBron James opting into his Lakers deal, $52.6 million. And when I first saw this, I said, okay, doesn't really make a whole lot of sense if LeBron is trying to put the Lakers in the best position to build a championship contender around him. But I quickly realized that's not the case. That is not LeBron's agenda here. And I know a lot of people are going to be angry and ticked off by this, talking about LeBron's decision. But at the end of the day, before I even get into what it means, LeBron James is going into year number 23 next year. And what LeBron has accomplished to this point in his career, I'm past the point of talking about him as the greatest NBA player of all time. I think the conversation should move towards, is he the greatest athlete of all time? That's genuinely how I feel about this when it comes to LeBron James and what he has done to this point in his career. Anybody out there that is going to shame LeBron or try and trash talk LeBron for opting into this deal doesn't understand one LeBron James. And I struggle to, you know, understand my king as well. But the bottom line is this. I think LeBron James, first and foremost, when he opts into this deal, I think, okay, he's putting the Lakers' feet to the fire. Jeannie Buss, Rob Pelinka. In reality, like I always say this, and it's part of LeBron's legacy, in my opinion, he saved the Los Angeles Lakers 8 seasons ago. When you think about where the Lakers franchise was, post Kobe Bryant, drafted guys like Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell and Lonzo Ball. that organization was in a terrible, terrible spot. And LeBron James came in and saved the day. He did. So if you're going to judge LeBron James for potentially switching teams here, and we'll get to that here in a second, remember what he's done for the NBA. Remember the longevity he's had in the NBA. And remember that we've never seen anything like this before in the history of professional sports. Four-time NBA champion, four-time finals MVP, four-time league MVP, 21-time All-Star, 21-time All-NBA performer, and the first 40-year-old to ever make an All-NBA team. If LeBron James chooses that, yeah, my time in Los Angeles is up, the more power to him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll revisit this story coming up top of the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, we'll take our first time out of the night. When we come back, James Wood with a historic afternoon at the plate yesterday for the Washington Nationals. We'll give you the details on that next. This is The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore. PTP, you're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willigan. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. A lot more to get to, including the latest on the NBA's free agency. We'll announce deals as they come out to you, we'll announce deals as they come out to us. Shams Charania of ESPN, I got his tweet notifications on. Anything that ESPN's lead NBA insider tweets out, I will have it to you right here on The Fan. As I mentioned, top of the 9 o'clock hour, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson going to join the program, longtime NBA insider, giving his thoughts on the madness that was yesterday for LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. A lot of folks, as I'm seeing the reaction right now on social media from the likes of Brian Windhorst and Shams Charania and all your favorite NBA pundits, kind of saying this is a nothing burger. I couldn't disagree more. See, we want it to be a nothing burger. We do. I'm telling you, and I said it last night, if you got the chance to hear me late night on the Infinity Sports Network. LeBron James has played his final game as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. I firmly believe that. When you have Rich Paul, the agent of LeBron James, release statements out to Shams of ESPN the way he did yesterday, probably means this is the beginning of the end. I understand that when it comes to potential trade destinations for LeBron, only a couple of teams realistically make sense. We'll run through a couple of those teams as we get into the 8 o'clock hour, but I'll warm your palate up with this. LeBron James opting into his deal with the Lakers next year instead of opting out and signing a long-term extension to reduce the salary cap hit he's going to have, I think it means it's the beginning of the end of LeBron James' time in L.A. And as I said, if you're a Lakers fan out there, you should be thrilled with the 8-year stretch that you had with the greatest player of all time. Won you a championship, right? Won you a championship, made you relevant again, saved your franchise, as I continue to allude to. We'll talk about it more as we get into the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, as I mentioned, James Wood, the 22-year-old phenom, is just off to a blistering start at the plate this year for the Washington Nationals. And when you think about what Nats baseball has been this year after the, you know, positive messaging coming out of spring training that, hey, we think we're ready to compete for a wild card spot, it has been tough sledding through about the first half of the season here for D.C. But the one bright spot, there are multiple bright spots. I don't want to make it seem like James Wood is the only positive thing about the Nationals, but he is for damn sure the most positive thing about the Washington Nationals. James Wood off to an absolute tear at the plate, and now he's starting to get respect in his first full year in the bigs that I would never think that you'd see from a 22-year-old. For him to be intentionally walked four times in a baseball game the way he was yesterday out in Anaheim, it speaks to how special of a player this young man is. And every time we have a conversation as Nats fans about James Wood, we got to stop this crap of, well, we're going to end up losing him anyway, so none of it matters. What he did yesterday, watching that, it doesn't take away knowing that he's possibly going to leave in, you know, 4 or 5 years. It does not take away my enjoyment from watching him. I think he is as special as they come, and he's got the opportunity, unless Jaden Daniels falls off a cliff, if Jaden Daniels takes a step back, I guess, James Wood, to me, would be next up to be the face of D.C. sports in terms of how talented he is, how young he is, and then the runway that he has to continue to get better. I think yesterday was another career milestone for James Wood, and hearing him talk about it post-game was super cool. The best way I can describe James Wood, I don't know if any of you out there that have played team sports have had a teammate like this. He's that teammate that's so damn good and doesn't even realize it. He's almost nonchalant about it. James chuckled yesterday when asked and then said, well, if my name's being mentioned with the likes of Barry Bonds, it must be a good thing. He is just even keel all the time, the right mental makeup, and a big reason why I think he's going to have a long career, a long successful career in Major League Baseball. Never gets too high, never gets too low. James Wood off to a phenomenal start this year for the Washington Nationals. The fellas back in action tomorrow for a 6-game homestand. You can hear the action right here on The Fan, game 1 of 3 against the Detroit Tigers. Nats baseball has been a very, very sore subject this year. I hope you all check out the Bustin' Loose Baseball podcast with our own Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, wherever you get your podcast. They give you a new episode after each series wraps up. Always find myself getting smarter listening to those two. There are a lot of questions to be answered still, I think, between now and Major League Baseball's trade deadline for the Curly W's. One of which is, are they going to be soft sellers at the deadline? What type of moves do they ultimately make? Do they pick up the phone and do anything, or do they stand pat? I would have to think, based on the way the first half of the season is gone, they're probably not just going to stand pat. But when I look at their roster and I look at the talent that they have, what veterans on this roster, maybe Nathaniel Lowe, right, Michael Soroka, maybe those guys are intriguing to contending teams. But realistically, the main reason why I think Washington won't be super active at this trade deadline is because they don't really have any assets that anybody else covets, if we're being honest with you. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will get into the National Football League of the Burgundy and Gold, the latest on where things stand between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. That is next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and L. Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. We'll keep you up to speed on all things regarding NBA free agency as well, including the news we just got. D'Angelo Russell agreeing to a 2-year, $13 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks. He is going to fill in at the point guard position while Kyrie Irving recovers from the torn ACL he had last year. If we're looking at Dallas real quick on paper, D'Angelo Russell, Klay Thompson, Cooper Flagg, Najee Marshall, Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, and maybe, just maybe, before the summer is over, LeBron James will be added to that team as well. I know, I'm stirring it up. But it's just my thoughts. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get back into the NBA in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, though, want to get to the latest on what's going on between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. If you joined us yesterday here on The Fan, we talked about this a ton, and we got an update earlier this afternoon from Adam Schefter as he joined the Pat McAfee show. It was Albert Breer, though, yesterday that we were basing our information off of. He did a fan mailbag in the MMQB, and his description of where things currently stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin when it comes to a contract extension. Not very good. Says, quote, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. I have been very entertained watching some folks' reaction to what is currently going on between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. And as I always am, I'm going to be open, honest, and transparent here. The fact that we're only hearing negative things come out about this deal and we're not hearing that, yeah, the sides are close but still have a couple of things to, you know, sift between, the fact that it's been all negative, surprise, I don't think it's a good sign in terms of where we're headed between this relationship with Washington and Terry McLaurin. I've said it from the outset of this thing. It was going to be a tricky negotiation for Terry because he is entering his age 30 season and because he's coming off of really the best year of his career. Terry McLaurin, I continue to believe, has the leverage here. I think Terry McLaurin has a considerable amount of leverage when you consider what he means to this football team, what he's meant to this football team. And then Terry is not oblivious to the fact that Adam Peters, Dan Quinn and company are trying to establish a culture. And in that culture, they want to set a standard of rewarding guys that put in the work. And Terry McLaurin, since he's gotten here to our nation's capital, has done nothing but that. Doesn't matter who's been under center. The one consistent thing about this franchise since he's gotten here has been Terry McLaurin. But where I think we're at right now, and I get it, deadlines spur action. The reality is there is no real deadline right now when it comes to a Terry McLaurin extension. I would have to believe that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and all parties involved, I'd have to believe that they would really want Terry McLaurin to be in training camp. But if there's no deal done, why would Terry show up? That's the big question mark here. So we got some more breaking NBA news, and like I said, we'll get it to you as it comes in mid-segment. No matter what we're doing, we'll stop everything and give you the Shams bomb as they come through. The latest from Shams Charania of ESPN, the Denver Nuggets are trading Michael Porter Jr. in an unprotected 2032 first-round pick to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Cam Johnson. I really like Cam Johnson's fit with Denver. Michael Porter Jr., off-injured, really struggled throughout this postseason because of the shoulder injury that he was dealing with. But I immediately think about the financial flexibility that comes with this Michael Porter deal. I got to go look at the trade machine to see how much money they're taking back in terms of Cam Johnson and how long he's under contract for. But I like his fit in Denver a little bit better than Michael Porter. Cam Johnson really has been forgotten about since he won the title in Phoenix, or excuse me, since he went to the NBA Finals in Phoenix back in 2021. Really solid player and someone that I think, you know, extends the championship window of the Denver Nuggets. So if you're just joining us, NBA free agency tipped off at 6 p.m. Eastern time. News has kind of been slow, but as it trickles into the desk, we'll continue to get it to you. The Denver Nuggets trading Michael Porter Jr. in an unprotected 2032 first-round pick to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Cam Johnson. So that is that. Right now, we continue the conversation surrounding Terry McLaurin and where things stand between him and the Washington Commanders as they try and work towards a contract extension. What I think fans need to brace themselves for right now is the reality and the possibility that maybe, just maybe, the Commanders and Terry aren't going to come to terms on a deal. That's very much a possibility here. I know folks don't want to hear that, but the reality is these negotiations are not in a very good place. Albert Breer told you as much, and then Adam Schefter told you as much earlier when he joined the Pat McAfee show. Schefter had this to say about where things stand between Washington and Terry McLaurin.
That's a tough one. I know there is an up. There's no update, which is the update, and that's the problem. The problem is with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
From Adam Schefter, on where things currently stand between McLaurin and Washington. I'll be real. You all didn't believe it when Albert Breer said it on Grant and Danny on June the 5th. You all threw tomatoes at me and said, oh, what does Albert Breer know? This is the one thing that's been so fascinating to me when people talk about this is, oh, I continue to reiterate that things are whisper quiet in Ashburn, and this is a new regime, and they don't talk to people. Well, I'll tell you what. Someone's talking to somebody. Someone's talking to somebody. You can be oblivious about this if you want. Two of the most prominent NFL insiders in the game have both done nothing but report that things are in a bad spot between Washington and Terry McLaurin. Albert Breer said as much. Adam Schefter said as much. The question is, how much closer are these two sides when they meet for training camp? That's the question to me. How much closer are these two sides when they meet for training camp? I say it all the time when we have these conversations. I would pay to be a fly on the wall during these negotiations. Honestly. I would pay to be a fly on the wall. Because I understand how messy this is probably getting because it is a tricky negotiation because of Terry's age and Terry's production at this point. Make no mistake about it. When Adam Schefter mentions contracts like DK Metcalf and CeeDee Lamb, if I am Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin's representation, you damn right I feel like I'm in the same ilk as the both of those two guys. The holdup here, I think, and one of the big stress points in this negotiation is the fact that Terry is 30, DK Metcalf is 28, CeeDee Lamb is 26. Like, that is a tough, tough place to be if you're Terry trying to negotiate. Yeah, your numbers are comparable to those guys, but they're younger than you. I was listening to the tail end of G&D, and they mentioned the Mike Evans contract extension that he got, and could Terry be in line for something like that? Terry set himself up to get paid this offseason. When he signed the 3-year deal under Ron Rivera and company, he was of the mindset that, yeah, hopefully I have a quarterback. Hopefully I get to prove what I'm actually worth, and he did as much. Second in the NFL in touchdowns last year was Terry McLaurin. Those numbers are nothing to sneeze at all. We're talking about the deepest position group in the NFL when we mention wide receiver. We're talking about the deepest position group in the NFL. So, yes, there is going to be some nuance when it comes to how folks view Terry McLaurin and how valuable he is to this group. I think at some point, though, if you're Adam Peters, if you're Dan Quinn, you've got to look yourself in the mirror as an organization and go, what matters to us the most? What matters to us the most? Are we in jeopardy of pissing off other guys in this locker room if we do not do right by Terry McLaurin? And the other side of it is this. If you're a member of that locker room, depending on what Terry is asking for, are you looking at him sideways and going, man, this deal could be done, but you're deciding to play hardball. You're asking for too much money. That's why these negotiations to me are super tricky. And I put a percentage on it every time I come on the air. Yesterday I said it was an 80-20 chance 80% chance it gets done, 20% chance it doesn't. After hearing from Adam Schefter this afternoon, I'm at a 75-25 split right now when it comes to whether or not Terry McLaurin gets a deal done with Washington. What say you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Contract negotiations between McLaurin and Washington right now in a pretty bad spot. Their two sides are pretty far apart, according to both Albert Breer of the MMQB and then Adam Schefter of ESPN. Are you at all concerned about the deal getting done? And we'll take it a step further. If this has to drag into training camp, should the Washington Commanders consider trading Terry McLaurin? All that and more coming up next here on The Fan.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a three. You know what I mean? Per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there, and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are.
That is Albert Breer of the MMQB. He joined Grant and Danny on June the 5th, and that was his comments 25 days ago. I mentioned it yesterday. If you got the chance to tap in with me, we'll bring it to you here again. On Friday, Albert Breer did a fan mailbag in his MMQB notebook, and a Commanders fan asked Albert, was there any word on a McLaurin extension? And Breer said, quote, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place, so we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. I'm doing the Lord's work here, obviously. There is clearly an overarching thought amongst national media members, local media members, fans, etc., that there's just no shot that Washington will part ways with Terry McLaurin, no matter how these negotiations go. And the more and more I hear that Breer audio, the more and more I read the excerpt from the fan mailbag, and then hearing Adam Schefter, you all can be oblivious if you want. If Washington and Terry can't come to terms on a deal, what would be the benefit of keeping him around? Honestly, and I understand this is what's so sick about the NFL. We create emotional attachments with guys. The NFL is not the sport to do it. Too much player movement all throughout the league year. And I get it. Terry's got a special place in our heart because of what he endured with us. Right? He was always a true pro's pro, no matter how bad things were at times here in Washington. And last year, when you're excited for your family members that are older and got to watch the glory years of this franchise, you're happy for them having the team, you know, get back to prominence. I think they're just as happy for a cat like Terry McLaurin as well, because you know where he came from. There is, and I give you all credit, on the phones, you all go to war for Terry McLaurin. I think realistically speaking, he's anywhere from the 10th to 15th best wide receiver in the NFL. And because we're talking about the deepest position group in all of football, there is some room for interpretation. I'll give you that. But the bottom line is this. We don't know what Terry's asking for. We don't know what Washington's saying no to in the same breath. DK Metcalf is the contract that keeps being used here. DK signed a deal worth up to $131 million earlier this offseason, averaging $32.9 per year, $60 million fully guaranteed. I said it when DK's deal first got done. That, to me, should be the baseline starting point for any sort of Terry McLaurin contract extension. If you are Buddy Baker and his representation, that is where the talks start between me and Washington. Point blank. Two guys that are in the same draft class. Terry's got similar production. Not as injured as DK Metcalf has been throughout the course of his career. More reliable, more durable, all of that. And take it a step further, and I know Pittsburgh paid him anyway, but DK Metcalf's a big pain in the ass. If you watch his antics on the sideline and things of that nature, he is a diva. Terry's not. The other comp that was interesting that I heard Shefty mention was CeeDee Lamb. And if you're Terry, like, this is where these negotiations get tricky. Last year, Justin Jefferson signed. You saw CeeDee Lamb sign. Justin Jefferson's averaging $35 million per and is getting $88 million fully guaranteed. Terry McLaurin, love him to death, should not be in the ballpark of a Justin Jefferson. He shouldn't. CeeDee Lamb got $67 million fully guaranteed, seven more than DK Metcalf. If I am Terry, in my representation, I'm looking at probably a deal that's 3 years worth up to, let's just say, $100 million with $65 million guaranteed. That would be the type of deal that I would say yes to if I was Terry. The question is, if you're Washington, how high are you willing to go? What is your number for a Terry McLaurin extension? What is your threshold that you're just simply not willing to cross when it comes to a Terry contract extension? See, we only look at these negotiations through the lens of Terry McLaurin saying, oh, pay him. He's done so much for the franchise, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not blah-blahing that because I'm not appreciating what Terry's done. I'm blah-blahing it because it's irrelevant when it comes to these negotiations. It just is. It plays a part, but it's really just nothing more than semantics. Terry's going to get paid or not going to get paid based off of the results, based off of the numbers, based off of the production. And coming off of last year, I think Terry's got leverage. The other thing is this, if you're Washington, if you were going to pay Terry, wouldn't you have paid him by now? Why drag this thing out? Why have this be a potential distraction coming off the most positive season in franchise memory? Really? Probably the most positive season of the 2000s, and you're going to throw a dark cloud over it by, you know, not getting Terry paid if you're going to pay him. Don't let this be a distraction. That's my only thing. And I think once Adam Schefter's talking about it and once Albert Breer's writing about it for a second time, you're now approaching the territory of this being a distraction. And I know that the players inside the locker room will never admit as much, but it's got to be something that's on the back of everyone's mind. It's got to be. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go out to our guy, Mike in Lanham, wants to chime in. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Lanham? How are you doing today?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Good. First of all, before I even make my comment, I just want to say I'm a first-time caller, but long-time listener to your show. And I just want to say you're already one of the great D.C. sports analysts, commentators, journalists, whatever one you want to title yourself. I always love your passionate approach to the team, yet your level-headed, common-sense approach. So
I
just want to give you,
Mike,
your flowers, my brother, and tell you you are appreciated in case no one told you.
Appreciate you.
You know, if this was the old regime with Snyder and or Serrato and company, I'd be – the sky would be falling right now. But with this new leadership group we got in with Adam Peters, I think they recognize how important McLaurin is to this franchise. We know players don't get paid for what they've done in the past, but what they're predicted to do in the future. When Terry's going to be 30 years old in the next couple of months. But like you said, he's really earned a contract from not only what he's done in the past, but look at what he did when he finally actually got a guy that can get him the ball. So not just that, you can't just look at his stats. You can't measure the leadership, the attitude, the work ethic that he gives to this team off the field. So all that's important. Now, that being said, you know, I think this GM has also shown he's not just going to overpay people. I mean, he's got to look forward to the future. He's trying to build a Super Bowl contender. Keep in mind, we know they're going to have to pay Jaden in the next couple of years. He's going to obviously break the bank. So we've seen their approach to not wanting to overpay guys, and this is just a part of the business. So I have a gut feeling, I could be wrong, that this deal is going to be done by training camp, because I think going into this next season with Jaden, they definitely don't want that distraction. They don't want to be walking in the first day of training camp with the first question on everyone's mind is, what's going on with Terry? You're going to sign him. So I think they get a deal done. I think they get a deal done hopefully in that 32 to 34 range per season.
Yeah.
But also, people always want to look at the per year average. You know, there's multiple factors that go into a contract. How many years is he going to get? Is it three? Is it four? What's the guaranteed portion of the contract? What's the signing bonus? So when it comes to contracts, these kind of things happen. We see them all the time. But I have a good feeling that this regime's going to do the right thing, that Terry wants to be here. He knows he's gotten something special in Jaden. He knows he can win a Super Bowl here. And if he's able to do that, he's going to go down as a legend amongst the D.C. greats. So I'm confident. Hail to the Commanders.
For sure.
Let's go for the Super Bowl this season.
Appreciate you as always, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your evening, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Are you at all concerned about the deal getting done? And then if this drags into training camp, should the Commanders consider parting ways with one Terry McLaurin? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think what we talked about a moment ago in terms of the terms of a Terry McLaurin deal, my projected deal is 3 years, $100 million with $65 million guaranteed at signing. Like, that to me is a fair deal for both parties. It would make Terry McLaurin in terms of AAV, he would have the fourth highest AAV in the National Football League behind Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and CeeDee Lamb. And I'll be real, he's got the fourth highest AAV, but I don't think anybody would call Terry a top five wide receiver. So there's give and take that comes with these negotiations. And I know how some of you are looking at it. Give him a blank check. I've heard some of you say, why in the hell would Adam Peters and company do that? Why would they give Terry McLaurin a blank check? What does that do to help that team out? Nothing. Nothing. Does nothing to help Washington. You don't give out bad deals just because a guy's been good to you, just because you're trying to be loyal to a guy. At some point, you're going to have a really difficult conversation amongst yourselves in that front office. And maybe they already have, which is why we're not hearing anything on the negotiating front. Maybe they already have. But as I said from the outset of these negotiations, it is a complicated one. It's not going to be easy. And it wouldn't stun me if this thing dragged itself into training camp. My question is, how long do you let it go into training camp? How tolerant of you of this behavior from Terry McLaurin and him not showing up? Is it something that your team can withstand, or do you need kumbaya? See, I happen to believe that there are enough veterans on this team that understand what Terry's going through that they won't let it distract them. I don't think it would. But obviously, I got to be objective. I'm doing solo radio. I give you both sides of the coin, so to speak. If I was Washington, if we got into week two of training camp, or we got through the first week of training camp, and there's still no deal, I'm picking up the phone. My other thing is this. Knowing how the trade market works in both the NFL and the NBA, when the other teams across the league know that you're going to part ways with a guy, it severely hampers his value. And so much so, if you're Washington, I'm like, man, you've told everybody how hush-hush you're keeping things. Do you keep shopping Terry McLaurin hush-hush as well? Because I think at some point we're going to get there. Or at some point we may get there. I don't want to predict that because that's being cynical. But you all understand what I'm saying here. At some point, they're going to have to figure something out. Because this can only drag on so long. Washington's about 3 weeks away from the start of training camp. We'll take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Are you concerned at all about this deal getting done? And then if it does drag into training camp, should the Commanders consider moving on from one Terry McLaurin? We'll take your calls on that next, plus another update from Shams Charania, giving us the latest on NBA free agency. All that and more next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. Coming up in about 23 minutes, senior NFL insider for YahooSports.com, Jory Epstein, going to join the program. We get her thoughts on what we're dishing on now. Terry McLaurin and the Commanders, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, still a ways apart on a potential extension. Here is what Schefter had to say earlier this afternoon as he joined the Pat McAfee show talking about what's next between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. And it's one of those situations to me that when it comes to what Terry means to the organization, I think everyone knows they love him here. He loves it here. But if you're Terry, you also got to look yourself in the mirror and go, man, I'm 30. I don't know how many more paydays I have left in the National Football League. I love my situation in Washington. But if they're not going to value me, we may have to determine what's next. Here is ESPN's Adam Schefter earlier this afternoon on the Pat McAfee show, giving the latest on where things stand between McLaurin and the Commanders.
That's a tough one. I know. There's no update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is, with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
Couple great players.
Yeah, that is ESPN's Adam Schefter giving his thoughts on where things currently stand. For all of you out there that say that, oh, the Commanders aren't talking to anybody and no one really knows what's going on, Adam Schefter has been doing this for a very, very, very long time. So if Adam Schefter is reporting it, odds are it's probably true. So when Schefter says things are not in a good place and they haven't had discussions, I'm worried about it. Maybe worry is too strong of a word. My eyebrows are raised 110% at what's going on between Terry and Washington. So much so that I've even changed my percentages. Yesterday I said 80-20. 80% chance it gets done, 20% chance it doesn't. Now, on June 30th, give me 75-25. I think there's a 75% chance it gets done, a 25% chance it doesn't. The question we're asking you at 1-800-636-1067, are you at all concerned about this deal getting done? And then if it does drag into training camp, should the Commanders strongly consider parting ways from Terry McLaurin? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Our guy Stimmy Turner tweets at me and says, relax, you sound stressed. Look, it is what it is. Anybody out there that is not looking at this contract negotiation and the lack of updates on it and going, yeah, everything's fine, you're being oblivious. You're being oblivious. Shame on you, is how I would put it. I'm not saying I don't think a deal is going to get done. I'm not saying the two sides are mad at each other. I'm just saying when Adam Schefter just said what he said, and he finished it up by, I wonder if any team comes snooping around for Terry McLaurin. This is where things get interesting. This is where things get interesting. Because if you're Washington, do you pick up the phone on Terry McLaurin trade offers? Do you pick up the phone if a team like Pittsburgh calls you and asks for Terry McLaurin? Do you pick up the phone If a team like Cleveland calls you asking for Terry McLaurin, if the Colts, his hometown team, calls for McLaurin, where are things at right now between Washington and Terry? I think Adam Peters is a very, very calculated guy. I look at what happened last year with Brandon Ayuk and how that dragged all the way out into training camp. We don't need that here in Washington, point blank. That is my frustration, right? And there are two major events going on right now that could potentially end the honeymoon phase of Adam Peters and company here in D.C. It's the Terry McLaurin contract impasse, and then it's the D.C. council members and the ownership group not being able to come to terms on a deal to get them back to Washington, D.C. Imagine if both of those things fall through. It would be doomsday for Commanders fans out there. Imagine if in the same offseason you found out, yeah, we're not really going to D.C., and yeah, Terry's done with you. That'd be a gut punch. Are you concerned, though? 1-800-636-1067. Are you concerned about the deal getting done? And if it drags into training camp, would you be open to fielding calls for one Terry McLaurin? Sam is in Fairfax, wants to chime in. What's up, Sam? How are you?
Hey, Linnell. Listen, I'm a little concerned. Preseason concerned. I think Terry is going to play. But my question to you would be, and I know we don't want to go this route, what does a franchise tag look like? What would that number look like? And would he settle for, well, hear me out, would he settle for that number in a three-year deal?
That's a fascinating thought, Sam, and it's something I haven't brought up here tonight. We talked about it a lot yesterday. The Commanders do have the franchise tag at their disposal. They do. That would be at the end of the season. The question is, will Terry McLaurin play this year on his current contract? I think he's slated to make $21 million this year. Will he play on that deal? That is the big question, and I think a lot of folks feel like, no, Terry probably not willing to play on that deal because of what he's accomplished. So, long story short, yes, they could use the franchise tag, but he's got to get there.
Got it. I didn't realize that he wasn't eligible for a franchise tag until next year. No, he's not going to play for $21 million. If they can just come up to $30 million, he'll have his pride, he'll be in the top of the league, and we'll all go cumbia.
For sure. Look, I hope it happens, Sam. I think all of us hope it happens. I'm just real about it. And I get the fact that this is a business for both Terry McLaurin and for both the Washington Commanders. Terry is not going to sign a deal that's not best for him and his family. The Commanders aren't going to agree to a deal that's not best for the franchise. You got to find the common ground.
If they're ever going to do that, Linnell, now's the time. Well, Jaden's on his rookie deal, right?
Yes.
It's now the time that you say, look, it's not the Adam Peters deal of dreams, but the collateral benefits of Terry remaining a Commander. Now's the time where you got some mad money. What a better way to spend it for production and culture in one really hard-working package.
I totally agree, and I appreciate the call as always, Sam. Terry McLaurin's cap number for the 2025 season going to be $25.5 million. If you're a Washington, you hope that you agree to terms on a deal so that cap number drops this year as well. But the bottom line is this when it comes to Terry McLaurin and how motivated he is to get a deal done. I think Terry wants to be here. I think Terry understands how appreciated he is here. I also think Terry is big on legacy and understands what type of legacy he could leave here in our nation's capital if he finishes his career here. And on that same breath, Terry ain't no dummy. Terry is not going to shortchange himself and his family to appease this fan base, to appease this franchise. He doesn't strike me as that type of guy. I think he loves the team. I think he loves the city. I think he loves the tri-state area. Terry McLaurin's no dummy, though. And the bottom line is, Terry McLaurin deserves to get paid. The big question is now how much? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'll give you my fair Terry McLaurin deal, plus we'll get you up to speed with the blockbuster trade that happened earlier today between Miami and Pittsburgh. Two high-priced defensive backs on the move. We'll give you the details on that next. This is the Fan. 6-1-0-6-7, the number. Here on this Monday night edition of Overtime, you're tapped in the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. NBA free agency news. We'll get it to you as we roll throughout the program. We'll read a couple of tweets while we got a second here. Our guy Tosh Wilson tweets at me and says, Terry has no choice but to play this year. He has 1 year left on his deal. If he sits out, he is in the same situation as he was last year, and he loses a year on his age. The new collective bargaining agreement doesn't allow players to sit out. So I think Tosh hits it on the head. I totally agree with that premise. Terry McLaurin, and maybe fans out there can correct me if I'm wrong, Terry does not strike me as a guy that would hold out. So that's why my percentages are where they're at. I'm at 75-25. 75% chance it gets done, 25% chance it doesn't. Because I know who Terry is as a person. Terry was in Fairfax over the weekend doing a community event. And I'll be real with you, right? If he wasn't hell-bent on being here, you think he would continue to honor his obligations in the community? Probably not. But look, we talked about it yesterday. I think it's ironic that we spoke about it as long as we did yesterday. And then today, Adam Schefter gives us the news that he gave us. It's almost like he was listening to the show yesterday and went, what do folks care about right now? Because if we're being real, the T.J. Watt situation in Pittsburgh and then the Terry McLaurin situation in Washington are the only two contract impasses that we currently have right now. And I think we're at a spot with both of those deals where we're assuming, because of the importance level of the player to the franchise, we assume that the deal gets done. I think it's safe to say that in Pittsburgh because we know the track record of that organization. It is not safe to say that here. It's just not. So whether you all want to admit it or not, I think it is a real chance that things get messy with this contract negotiation. But Terry's a pro's pro. The Commanders want to win as many games as possible this year. So in terms of a trade, to answer the question, should they consider it? Yeah, if you get offered a first-round pick for Terry McLaurin, you pick up the phone and good riddance, McLaurin. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your service. But, like, to me, that's the asking price. You don't move on from Terry McLaurin for anything less than a first-round pick, in my opinion. Maybe I'll take a second and a third or a second and a starter. Terry McLaurin's got value across the NFL. I just think right now the fans I know for sure are calling the team's bluff, saying, okay, we've been through this before. Terry skipped mandatory minicamp last time, and then boom, a deal got done. I think there is an assumption that that will happen this year. Bottom line is, though, you know what they say about assuming? It's how you make an ass out of you and me. I don't want to look like an ass, so I'm giving you my percentages. 75-25 is how I look at it. I think there's a 75% chance it gets done. There's a 25% chance it doesn't. In terms of the trade percentages, I think we're looking at like an 85-15 or a 90-10. 90% chance he stays, 10% chance they trade him. I do not think it's off the table, though, similarly to how a lot of you feel. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Jory Epstein, senior NFL writer for YahooSports.com, going to join us coming up here momentarily. Before we get to Jory, want to get you all up to speed on NBA free agency. So I'll just go from what's at the top of my timeline. Shams Charania of ESPN reporting that Brook Lopez has agreed to a 2-year, $18 million deal with the L.A. Clippers. Love that move for L.A. He becomes the backup center to Ivaka Zubac, who was excellent this past year. The Clippers, if you remember, went to 7 with the Denver Nuggets. It was really close to punching their ticket to the conference finals. Was really close to doing that. And adding a guy like Brook Lopez, there's a rumor out there that they're going to add Chris Paul as well. The Clippers are a team to monitor as we go throughout this summer. Real quick, though, Brooke Lopez, now a member of the Clippers, 2 years, $18 million. Caris LeVert, this one's interesting. So we mentioned that Malik Beasley was being investigated by the district attorney's office in a gambling probe to where he was illegally sports betting on NBA games and prop bets. Pistons were in the midst of a 3-year, $42 million deal with him. They were working to finalize that deal. Those talks obviously put on hold. The Pistons, though, not sitting on their hands as they try and recalibrate themselves in the Eastern Conference. They have agreed to terms on a 2-year, $29 million deal with Caris LeVert. So a deal that I think makes sense. Do they do this in addition to bringing in or bringing back Malik Beasley, or is this just a one-off? The other deal that made me raise my eyebrows was this. Clint Capella going back to the Houston Rockets on a 3-year, $21.5 million deal. The front court in Houston all of a sudden loaded. Alperen Sengun, Steven Adams signed to a long-term deal, and now Clint Capella. One of two things can be happening. It's either a situation where Clint Capella is being brought in as injury insurance, or the Houston Rockets were looking to acquire another tradable salary. We'll never know, but the bottom line is this. Kevin Durant, plenty of reinforcements in the front court as Houston tries to unseat Oklahoma City atop the Western Conference. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.